Here's the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of July, 2007. It was on this day in 1915 Henry James became a British citizen to show his loyalty to England. Henry James, who said, "I aspire to write in such a way that it would be impossible to an outsider to say whether I am at a given moment an American writing about England or an Englishman writing about America." It's the birthday of Dag Solstad, born in Norway in 1941, author of novels and short stories and dramas, Spirals and Novel 1987, two of his works. It was on this day in 1951 J.D. Salinger's The Catcher in the Rye was published. Salinger had worked on it over a period of about 10 years while he was writing stories for The New Yorker magazine. At one point, he had a 90-page manuscript accepted for publication, The Catcher in the Rye, but he thought it wasn't good enough, and he continued to revise and add bits and pieces. A story about a 16-year-old boy named Holden Caulfield, who runs away from Pensy Prep a few days before Christmas break and spends his time in Manhattan. The title came from the passage in which Holden Caulfield says, "I keep picturing all these little kids playing some game in this big field of rye and all. Thousands of little kids, and nobody's around, nobody big, I mean, except me. And I'm standing on the edge of some crazy cliff. What I have to do, I have to catch everybody. If they start to go over the cliff, I mean, if they're running and they don't look where they're going, I have to come out from somewhere and catch them. That's all I do all day. I just be the catcher in the rye and all." The book was not particularly well received when it was published. The review in the New York Times parodied the style of Holden Caulfield in the review and said, "This Salinger, he's a short story guy, and he knows how to write about kids, but he should have cut out a lot about all these jerks and all that crummy school. They depress me. They really do." 30 years after publication, however, The Catcher in the Rye was both the most banned book in America and the second most frequently taught in public schools. It sold around 60 million copies around the world. It's the birthday of the novelist Anita Bruckner in London, 1928. Author of the novel Hotel du Lac, came out in 1984, won the Booker Prize. And it's the birthday of Mary Baker Eddy, born in Bow, New Hampshire, 1821, the founder of Christian Science, teaching that the mind is the sole reality and that illnesses can be cured purely through prayer. Mary Baker Eddy, who was prone to illness through most of her life and who became a disciple of a famous healer named Phineas Quimby. Her book Science and Health was published in 1875 and the Christian Science Association 1 year later. Here's a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins, "As Kingfishers Catch Fire." As kingfishers catch fire, dragonflies draw flame, as tumbled over rim in roundy wells stones ring, like each tucked string tells, each hung bell's bow swung finds tongue to fling out broad its name. Each mortal thing does one thing and the same, deals out that, being indoors, each one dwells. Selves, goes itself, myself, it speaks and spells, crying, what I do is me, for that I came. I say more, the just man justices, keeps grace that keeps all his goings graces, acts in God's eye, what in God's eye he is, Christ. For Christ plays in 10,000 places, lovely in limbs and lovely in eyes not his, to the Father through the features of men's faces. A poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins, "As Kingfishers Catch Fire," used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.